That's part of the deal as well, isn't it? And of course, the no negative equity guarantee means that charging an early repayment charge that takes them into negative equity is not what they're going to do, isn't it? Many won't charge one if you're over the age of 85, 88, for example. It might be another exception. Now, the final point to make about early repayment charges is sometimes you have to look at the way in which the lender operates and look at how they finance these mortgages. And it's very different to mainstream mortgages. Mainstream mortgages, they either finance them through retail deposits, if it's a bank or building society, or if it's a specialised lender, they're going to securitise these things, aren't they, and send them off to the market and sell the bonds. But in equity release, it's very different. In equity release, we have a lot of insurance companies who are in the marketplace. And what they've got is they've got insurance funds. They've got money invested for people's pensions and things like that. They've got millions, billions of pounds tied up in these funds. And what they do is they look for a better return. So all they're doing is they're transferring money from an insurance bond, a fund, if you like, and lending that out to somebody for 25 years secured against a residential property, compared to what they would get in the fund. And they make more money for their pensioners this way. So it's a really good way in which the insurance companies raise money. Now, let's just take a fund that's invested in gilts. Now, we're talking here about pension funds, endowment funds, stuff like that, aren't we? A fund that's invested in gilts, government gilt-edged securities, which is going to be returning a decent rate of interest at the moment, a good rate, which could be 1% or maybe 2% or something like that. But, of course, government gilts are very secure. So if they're going to transfer that money and put it as security against a residential property, they're going to charge you an interest rate. Now, the whole point here is that insurance companies will not charge you a early repayment charge if they're going to get a better return by putting your mortgage back into the gilt fund. So if your mortgage rate is, say, 1% or 2%, say, for example, and you want to redeem it, and the current gilt rates are higher than that, their gilt funds, then they're not going to be charging you an early repayment charge because they're going to get a better return by putting that money back into the gilt fund. So let's take an example. Say 2015, then the insurance company had a gilt fund at, say, 1% return, and they lent you a mortgage and charge you, say, 2%. They're obviously making more money on that, aren't they? But in 2020, when you want to redeem it, maybe the gilt fund's offering 3%. Then, of course, they're not going to be charging you that, the early repayment charge, because they're going to get a better return by putting your money into the gilt fund. It's a little bit complicated. If you get involved in it, get one of the reps to explain it to you. And we've got a video online which has visuals to explain how it works as well. But you've got to be very careful of that. Very, very careful indeed. The second point to make about lifetime mortgages